Canto 5, Chapter 4. The Characteristics of Rishabhadeva. Sri Shuka said, because he, the son of King Nabi, from the beginning of his appearance distinguished himself every day more and more with the authority of all the characteristics of the Supreme Lord, like being equal-minded to all, being of perfect peace and renunciation, and having all influence and powers, the ministers, citizens, the Brahmins and the demigods longed greatly for the day that he would rule the earth. Because of the in grand verses by the poets glorified exalted state of his auspicious appearance, his prowess, strength, beauty, fame, influence and heroism, his father gave him the name Rishabha, the best one. King Indra, jealous of his greatness, allowed no rain in Bharatavarsha, but the Supreme Lord Rishabhadeva, who knew why that happened, being the master of yoga, smiled about it, and then, from his internal yogamaya potency, made the waters rain down on the place where he resided that was called Ajanava. King Nabi, who, as he wanted, had gotten the most beautiful son he could wish for, was in a state of illusion about him, the supreme lordship and oldest original person who, in his eyes, behaved like a normal human being. Accepting him as such, he, overwhelmed by an excess of great jubilation, in ecstasy, with a faltering voice, said things like, "My dear son, my darling," and thus raising him, achieved a state of transcendental happiness. Knowing how popular Rishabha was in his service to the citizens and the state, King Nabi, who wanted to protect the people strictly to the principle, put his son on the throne. Entrusting him to the Brahmins, he then, together with Merudevi, in Bhadarikashrama, completely absorbed in yoga, with great satisfaction skillfully performed austerities in worship of Naranarayana, the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. This way, he, in the course of time, attained his glorious abode, Vaikuntha. O son of Pandu, 2 verses are recited about him. Which person can follow the example of the pious King Nabi, who by the purity of his actions got the Lord as his son? And is there besides Nabi a better devotee of the Brahmins? Being satisfied and honored by him, the scholars, by dint of their prowess, were able to show him the Lord of all sacrifices in this sacrificial arena. The Supreme Lord Rishabha, after accepting his kingdom as his field of work, set an example by living with his spiritual teachers and giving them donations upon finishing his studies. Being ordered to take up the duties of a householder, he married with Jayanti, who had been offered to him by Indra. He then taught by example how to perform both types of activities as mentioned in the scriptures of defending the religion and fighting injustice. He begot 100 sons who were exactly like him. The oldest son, Bharata, was a great yoga practitioner. He had the best qualities, and it was because of him that the people called this land Bharatavarsha. Of the 99 other sons who were born after Bharata, the oldest ones were called Kushavarta, Ilavarta, Brahmavarta, Malaya, Ketu, Bhadrasena, Indrasprik, Vidarbha and Kikata. Among the rest of them, Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Avirotra, Drumila, Chamasa and Karabhajana were 9 highly advanced devotees in defense of the truth of this Bhagavatam. About their fine characters, evincing the glories of the Lord, I will give you later on a colorful account when I discuss the conversation between Vasudeva and Narada that gives the mind the highest satisfaction. The 81 younger sons of Jayanti were, faithful to what their father said, well-cultured with a fine command of the scriptural truth, and were most skilled in performing sacrifices. very pure in their actions, they became great Brahmins. The Supreme Lord named Rishabha was truly a completely independent lordship full of pure transcendental bliss, a person always transcendental to the ever-repeating miseries of material life. Equipoised and unperturbed, he, friendly and merciful, educated by his example. The ignorant, because of whose neglect in performing the Dharma in the course of time, only contrary karmic actions are found. He also regulated for the common people the religion and economy, so that a good reputation, offspring, happiness in household life and eternal life was within their reach. Whatever is done by leading personalities is followed by the common people. Despite knowing everything about the confidential Vedic instructions constituting the essence of all civil duties, he still, as a kshatriya, followed the path laid out by the Brahmins and ruled the people with sense control and tolerance and such. Being of worship unto Vishnu, he, also in respect of the different gods and purposes, and in line with the instructions providing in abundance for everything that was needed, performed according to time and circumstance 100 times over all kinds of ceremonial sacrifices with priests of the proper age and faith. Being protected by the Supreme Lord Rishabha, no one on this planet, not even the most common man, fostered a desire for but even the smallest thing whatever, whenever, for himself or from anyone else, just as one would not desire a castle in the air. All one cared about was an innerly ever-increasing great love for the one carrying the burden. When he, the Supreme Lord, once toured around and reached the holy land of Brahmavarta, he, before an audience of citizens in a meeting of prominent Brahmins, said the following to his attentive and well-behaved sons. He lectured them despite the fact that they excelled in self-control and devotion.